happy to have you on hand for our Thursday program. Mayor Sarno receives an impressive accolade. One town in our region says, forget the mask mandate. We have a segment on keeping children safe on and off school buses. And the Springfield Museums receive a $100,000 grant.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Thursday, October 21, 2021. Another warm fall weather day in the region. 11 days away from Halloween, which will probably be a bit more like Halloween than last year. Well, we shall see. Here's your forecast. Sunshine and clouds mix it up today, high 70 to 74. Tonight, spot of sprinkles here and there, partly cloudy, a low of 50 to 56. Mayor Dominic Sarno is honored and humbled to be selected as a recipient of the 2021 Providers Council Massachusetts Council of Human Service Providers. The Municipal Official of the Year Award is what the mayor is receiving, and he was nominated for this honor due to his exemplary commitment to and support of the human services sector. The Providers Council honored Mayor Sarno and other awardees of excellence as part of their three-day series of virtual events that are making up their 46th annual convention. The Providers Council is the Commonwealth's largest human services membership association and is widely recognized as the official voice of the community-based human services sector in Massachusetts. And for my money, they've chosen the right man. There is a concern nationwide, and certainly here in our region, on how to keep kids safe when they're getting on and off school buses. And here are some tips that this organization has provided us with. Show children how and when to stay at a safe distance. Younger children should be supervised at the bus stop. Children who rush are particularly vulnerable, so make sure to get to the bus stop early. Show children how to stay three giant steps away from the road until the bus comes to a complete stop and the door opens. Children should never walk behind the school bus. Children who cross in front of the school bus should stay at least five giant steps, which is 10 feet, away from it, and make sure that the bus driver sees them before they step off the curb. Teach children to wait until no cars are coming from either direction before they cross the street. Make eye contact with the driver and wait for the okay signal to cross the road. Explain to children why conversations and playtime should wait until they are safely seated or safely away from the school bus. Children should use handrails when getting on and off the bus and secure any loose or hanging objects, straps, or drawstrings. If a child drops something outside the school bus, tell them to never try to pick it up. They should always tell the driver and wait for his or her instructions. Children should not yell while riding the school bus. Bus driver needs to be able to hear other vehicles on the road. Share information about how to keep children safe in and around the school bus from schoolbusfacts.com. Yes, there is schoolbusfacts.com. While the school bus is in the safest way to travel to and from school, children still need to be careful as they get on and off the bus. Obstructed views and distracted drivers put children at risk. It's important that parents teach them ways that they can stay safe in and around the school bus. Keeping children safe. It's estimated that over 10 million drivers illegally pass school buses every year. Don't do it. Learn the facts. Play it safe. Schoolbusfacts.com. This comes to you from the American School Bus Council. Mayor Sarno and Springfield employees will recognize and support Breast Cancer Awareness Month with Pink and Denim Day. And that's today, as a matter of fact, the 21st. The mayor and pink-clad employees will gather on the front steps of City Hall, 10:15 a.m., for a press conference, a proclamation, and a photo op. The mayor will also present the Rays of Hope with a donation from city employees. Due to the COVID-19, of course, the in-person Rays of Hope walk and run event has been canceled. In its place, the Rays of Hope will offer a drive-through parade of hope event. Residents and supporters are encouraged to show their pink spirit and join with the Rays of Hope for the Parade of Hope. This is Sunday, the 24th of October. for a vehicle car parade at Temple Beth El, 979 Dickinson Street, from 9 a.m. to noon. The Springfield Museums welcomed Senator Eric Lesser on Monday the 25th at 11 a.m. to announce a $100,000 earmark from the Commonwealth to help fund the International Space Station exhibit in the Springfield Science Museum. Earmarks from the Commonwealth are a source of funding outside the normal budgeting process from specific programs and services. Elected officials sponsor and advocate for earmarks to benefit their constituents. So Governor Charlie Baker approves, rejects, or amends earmarks as needed. Surprise, surprise, West Springfield cans the mask mandate. Schools will still be required to mask up, but otherwise the mayor and the Board of Health in the town say, quote, "Since the implementation of the mask mandate, my office has received regular complaints about enforcement from both residents and businesses. The health department simply does not have the manpower or the resources to continually police the mask mandate. And it is not fair to businesses in town to expect them to enforce the mandate either. This is effective immediately." So it will be interesting to see if other towns and cities follow suit in this, if they're having, similar problems in, shall we say, policing or enforcing this mandate. Well, we shall see. Time will tell, obviously. But that's an important moment here for the whole mask scenario in the COVID era. And as everything that even contains the word mask nowadays, this will spark a bit of a controversy. All right, so we'll keep our eye on that. Anyway, thank you very much for being with us on our program today. I hope you got some information from it that you'll find useful, beneficial in some way, form. Maybe you even want to turn some other folks onto it and tell them that this program is continually available to them on demand on Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next show will be tomorrow morning, of course, our Friday morning program, as we wrap up the week and enter the weekend together here at Pioneer Valley Radio, the uber local voice of Western Mass and its people. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.